how Israel influences British politics. We reveal from the inside how the Israeli embassy penetrates different levels of British democracy. In the first of four programs, The Battle for Britain's Youth.
Following decades of violence, a new challenge has emerged to Israel's occupation of Palestinian lands, called BDS.
BDS is here to stay!
That's the global movement to boycott, divest, and impose sanctions on Israel and expose it as an apartheid state. The Israeli government has responded with a campaign to rebrand the country's image.
The reason we should fight BDS is because it's wrong. It's a moral outrage.
It's an operation run by the secretive Ministry of Strategic Affairs.
They recruit mainly former intelligence officers. Its main task is to counter BDS worldwide.
Using an undercover reporter, Al Jazeera's investigative unit exposes Israel's clandestine activities in London, a city that's become a major battleground.
BDS campaign in many ways germinated in Britain.
You'll meet the people working to challenge BDS at every level of British politics.
Israeli embassy.
Ah, okay, nice to meet you.
We work really closely together, but like a lot of it's behind the scenes.
One of Israel's main targets is the Labour Party. For the first time, its leader is a champion of Palestinian civil rights.
They'd be very happy to see Jeremy Corbyn no longer leader of the Labour Party, for sure.
It's a covert action that penetrates the heart of Britain's democracy.
Can I give you some evidence that suggests that you would take down?
It is outrageous interference in British politics. It shouldn't be permitted.
It's a battle of ideas seeking to change not only how Israel's portrayed, but even how it is debated.
It's anti-Semitic.
No, it's not anti-Semitic.
Our undercover reporter grew up in Germany and creates an identity as a graduate planning to live in Britain. Robin sets himself up in London as an aspiring Labour Party activist with strong sympathies toward Israel. After over a month of attending party functions, he stood out as a friend of Israel. And before long, he recognized a familiar face.
I'm Robin.
Israeli embassy.
Ah, okay, nice to meet you.
My name is Shai.
Shai?
Shai, yeah.
It's a meeting of the Labour Friends of Israel, or LFI, members of the British Parliament who lobby for Israel.
Yeah, take the district.
Shai later explained to Robin the problems the LFI is facing.
Not a lot of young people want to be affiliated. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when they will become MPs, they won't be affiliated, and then that's it, chain is done. Because for years, every MP that joined the parliament, the first thing that he used to do is going to join LFI. He's not doing it anymore in the Labour Party. CFI, they're doing it automatically. All of the 40 new MPs that just got in the last elections, all of them went to the CFI, that's out in front of Israel.
Okay.
Yeah, so in the LFI, didn't happen, obviously. But you need to get more people on board. It's a lot of work, actually.
Robin tweeted and wrote articles about Israel and the Labour Party, building up his online identity. He discovered numerous groups that support Israel and which identify themselves as independent grassroots movements. One is the Sussex Friends of Israel. They organized a march to protest against the pro-Palestinian movement to boycott Israel. Robin had joined them. Shai later described the embassy's role in some of these movements.
There is a grassroots organization as Sussex Friends of Israel that you went to the demonstration. There is an Israel-Britain alliance. There is a bike form. There is so many people living in Israel. There's so many.
Shai had helped establish a youth group within the Conservative Friends of Israel.
They have a young section of the Conservative Friends of
Israel. CFI started with it 1 year ago because of my idea. And then when I tried to do the same in the Labour, they had a crisis back then with Corbyn. every group has an idea. Specifically, LFI young people doesn't exist. That's the only place that we need to track. The moment it will become to 100 people, 200 people, then it started to become a real organization. But it's going to take a year.
Have you ever built something, like a group?
I did several things like that, yeah.
Okay.
In Israel and here.
Here as well?
Yeah. Nothing that I can share, but yeah.
Something you could share?
Yeah, because there are things that, you know, happen, but we are... It's good to leave those organizations independent, but we help them to actually...
To establish.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much.
It was great.
Have a nice evening, right?
Our investigation linked the embassy's senior political officer with a series of pro-Israel groups, the Parliamentary Friends of Israel, Young Conservatives, lobbyists, as well as grassroots movements. In addition, Shai is involved with the youth arm of the Fabian Society, an influential Labor Party think tank.
I know Shai. Shai's a good guy. He's a good friend of mine.
When we engaged with the Israel embassy, they gave us a program that was very neutral. And, you know, I know Shai, I met Shai through the process, and Shai, you know, in himself, he's a very balanced guy. And if you talk to the Israel embassy, they're not going to barrage you with propaganda.
It appears the Israeli diplomat's mission is to build support for Israel at all levels of the Labor Party.
And there was a lot of groups that educating the MPs. There was no one that's educating the grassroots of the country. That's it. Specifically in the Labor.
Yeah.
Everything doesn't need it.
No?
Shai says he knows nearly all the Fabian Society activists.
No more than that. This is
all.
This is all in London, right? Around 200. This is active. This is campaigning, this is active. I know almost all of them. I took a Fabian's group to Israel.
Yeah,
Martin was in that group and others.
Martin Edebar explains how foreign government support helps the Fabian membership.
Shai's good in terms of manpower, and he's got great contacts on both sides of both Palestine and in Israel as part of his job experience. He's a great guy as well. He's very helpful and very supportive as well. And he's very balanced.
I went on one of the trips of the Conservative Friends of Israel to the Middle East. It was brilliantly well arranged, very well looked after. You got fantastic access. You did meet Palestinians. If all you did was rely on that one trip, you would have a very one-sided point of view.
Recently, I saw something on Facebook that, you know, like some really odd thing that, you know, the Israelis weren't giving Palestinians water or something during Ramadan. I know that's false.
According to Haaretz newspaper, Israel, which controls all water sources in the occupied West Bank, did cut supplies, even if the reason was contested.
I've been to Israel, going to the delegation, seeing what the system's actually like. I know that's false, and I know that's propaganda. But you only will understand that if you actually go to the country.
Our undercover reporter discovered that Shai Masoud played a role in another key Labor Party organization, the Jewish Labor Movement, or JLM. Robin attended a summer barbecue organized by the JLM. Much of the small talk turned to the Israeli embassy.
Who do you know at the embassy?
Shai.
Oh, you know Shai?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I work with Shai.
Oh, you work with Shai?
I work for the ambassador.
At this moment, I wanted to also kind of formally welcome Ellen to her new post as director. Ellen was by no means the person on that pile of CVs that had the most Labour Party and political experience. But there was something that we felt on the JLM executive and as trustees mattered far more, which is that she's one of you. She's seen this stuff from the inside. She's fought the campus battles alongside you, which is why we took the step of appointing Ella to this role, because we think she's going to go on and play an incredibly critical role at the lead of the struggle against anti-Semitism in the Labour Party.
Hi guys, so I've been introduced. I'm Ella. I am JLM's barbecuer in chief and new director. And let's go out, let's change the Labour Party for the better, and let's hopefully influence the future of this country for the better with a, you know, progressive, strong, fair society.
What came next surprised our undercover reporter. Shai had asked Robin to become part of the Israeli embassy's plan to attract young Labour Party members.
Elephants, Labour Friends of Israel, they're trying, they want to establish a branch of young Labour Friends of Israel. But the idea is to establish a kind of a branch that will work with young people. So what I'm saying is that if you're a Frita and you would like to get engaged, I guess they're looking for someone that will, you know, launch it, will run it. We need to try to think about, so what can you do?
Shai then suggested that as well as setting up the young LFI, Robin apply for a job at the Israeli embassy. He was invited to a private meeting at a London hotel. It included embassy staff and British supporters of Israel. An Israeli diplomat takes Robin to one side.
We're looking for workers, for someone to work at the embassy. I don't know if it's something that might interest you.
Shai talked to me about that, actually, so I handed him my CV.
That'll be it.
That's it, exactly.
We're also looking for somebody to work on the whole BDS piece, doing research into different BDS movements, who they are, what they are, a little bit of strategy on that whole piece. I don't know if either of those things might appeal to you.
Ella Rose, the new director of the Jewish Labor Movement, was pleased to hear of Robin's plans to set up a young LFI.
I used to work at the embassy here. I can definitely help you out.
Okay.
Would love to come to any and every event you're hosting. Please consider me your number one fan.
The guest of honor, a minister from the Israeli government.
I grew up on the ideology that the land of Israel totally belongs to the Jewish people. Not any compromise, morally, biblically. The land of Israel belongs to the Jewish people.
The primary role of Israel's Strategic Affairs Ministry is to counter the BDS movement.
It is a strategic threat for the future of Israel, because if we will allow them to continue with all the lies that they are spreading against Israel, we will lose this fantastic young generation, and maybe from here there will be the next leaders of the UK or other countries, and they will think that Israel is a very bad country.
During another meeting with the embassy's senior political officer, Shai tutors Robin on setting up a new pro-Israel group.
Basically, the people that affiliate with the Labour Party, because they are young. How do you approach them? So first of all, I think you need something to sell, right? So theoretically, maybe LFI would agree to do a delegation to Israel. And that's always a good start. Second, maybe you need an interesting speaker. That's maybe the embassy can help, or LFI can help. If you're volunteering, you know, to be the chairman of it, you theoretically need to have someone that will do social media, and someone that will take care of speakers or events, or someone that will be the chairman of the delegations to Israel. And then you just, you know, and then people becoming, then you have a structure. Then it's not just your responsibility, you know, under you, another six people that have a responsibility somehow. And they're the committee of the organization. And that's it. That's the way you establish organization.
Who should I contact, what do you think?
Michael Rubin. Write to him that you have an idea, you want to take it forward.
What's his position in the LFI?
He's a parliamentarian and an officer.
So recently started at LFI. I worked for the Labour Party before that. I was chair of Labour Students. I knew Shai in my role at Labour Students. We did a couple of things together. They take advantage of sunshine whilst it lasts.
You talked about having the launch event, like drinks receptions, like hiring out, you know, like the upstairs for a pub like this, you know, putting a little bit of money behind the bar to get people there. So we could get some of our parliamentary supporters, so people like Joan Ryan, she could come along and sort of speak because people are trying to meet her.
And she's in contact with Shai as well, so...
Yes, yeah. We still work with the Athens Free MC quite a lot. And I still speak to Shai most days.
The LFI appears to be looking beyond Labour's present set of MPs.
The Labour Party at the moment is not in a good place, to say the least. There are lots of good young people coming through who are moderate and, you know, good views on Israel. And I think we haven't really paid much attention to those people. You know, people are going to be in Parliament in 10, 15 years' time.
Robin tells him about the Israeli embassy's interest in recruiting him.
And there are job openings available quite frequently. So you should chat to Shai.
He gave an example of how a job at the embassy could further a career in British politics.
You know Ella Rose? She was president of UJS, which is the Union of Jewish Students, a couple of years ago. She works at the embassy. But she is leaving the embassy to work at the Jewish Labour Movement as a new staff member.
New guard came in and they sort of thought at some point, okay, we're going to hire someone to like help with stuff. And then all the anti-Semitism stuff kicked off in JLM, vastly increased the profile, and they thought, we should probably hire someone political who actually knows, you know, what they're doing. Before that, it was at the embassy working with Shai.
Around about the same time, the JLM re-emerged under the leadership of Jeremy Newmark, who would later hire Ella Rose as the director of the JLM. The big story was about a young student in Oxford who made allegations that the Labour Party and most of the student left at Oxford was anti-Semitic. He didn't present any evidence at all. The only thing he said was that they had promoted the Israel Apartheid Week, which is a well-known event which takes place on campuses around the world.
The national chairman of Labour students at that time was Michael Rubin.
There were allegations on some sort of Labour club. So I did the investigation because I was chair of Labour students. That was Labour students report. But like, there are some people who obviously asked some questions about it because that was kind of the first incident of anti-Semitism.
And there was lots of media leaks and talks about how anti-Semitism was being covered up.
British newspapers repeatedly ran stories of anti-Semitism in the Labour Party. One of the next targets was Malia Bouattia, the newly elected leader of Britain's National Union of Students.
She described Birmingham as a Zionist outpost because it has a large Jewish society. So it's pretty bad. Birmingham is in like NUS and student politics in the UK, like anti-Israel rhetoric is pretty bad. You know, like Zionism is an awful thing. Like if you were to call yourself a Zionist, you would get ripped apart. You know, they say they're anti-racist, they say they don't discriminate people. But their anti-Zionism goes so far, I would say it becomes anti-Semitism.
With each year of Israel's expanding occupation, support for BDS has spread on college campuses around the world. In Britain, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict defined the 2016 election for the NUS presidency.
Israel, where it exists now, is that problematic to you?
Israel, as it behaves, is problematic to me.
You would feel it would be okay for you to say about yourself that you were anti-Zionist?
Yes, I would.
Rubati, yeah. Rubati, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. So she's really bad. But you know Robbie Young? Have you heard of Robbie Young? Mali is NUS president, and Robbie is one of the vice presidents. He's a Labour student, and he's like really good in Israel. Like, he's been out on a trip, so he's seen Israel and sort of seen it firsthand. Like, he's really pro-Israel. So there are some people in NUS which, you know, are quite balanced and good.
Another vice president, Richard Brooks, took the unusual step of publicly claiming that Bouattia's criticisms of Israel amount to anti-Semitism.
Like, we've never had an elected leader racist. NUS's internal structures don't usually allow a vice president to go in and publicly criticize the president on national radio, but you've got to do what you've got to do.
When you look at what Tamalia Bouati has been saying, she says it's her criticisms are a political one. She talks about Zionism, not about people who are Jewish.
Yeah, I think the really important thing here and something that the student movement needs to face up to is that it is for Jewish students to define what anti-Semitism is. And in the run-up to a national conference, nearly 50 Union of Jewish Student Presidents of Societies made it clear that they had concerns about some of the rhetoric.
Brooks never mentioned that weeks before that interview, he'd been taken to Israel as part of a delegation from the Union of Jewish Students.
I got educated on the stuff, like spoke to people in UJS. I got taken on a trip to Israel with UJS about 2 months ago. So that I was learning loads from that. Then from there on in, felt confident enough to start talking about some of the stuff more seriously. Malia is awful. Yeah, I was at a conference where she got elected. So, yeah. we were campaigning for a person running against her, obviously. We didn't want her to win. But yeah, obviously it didn't work.
During the run-up to the election, Richard Brooks had held private meetings with Russell Langer, the campaign director of the Union of Jewish Students. Also attending the meetings was Michael Rubin.
When he was chair of Labour Students last year, I worked with, so it was me, him and Russell from UJS, would have our a little secret breakfast meetings where we'd plan how to get moderate people, good politics and a number of things, elected to certain places or whatever, so me and him worked quite closely together last year.
After being introduced by the Israeli embassy as a young LFI volunteer, our undercover reporter explores the possibility of ousting the pro-Palestinian NUS president with the help of Richard Brooks.
So how can we get in touch with the people who are trying to oppose her?
You speak to me, because I'm helping organise them.
Yeah? So, okay, cool.
So just drop me a line whenever you want to have a conversation, or if you want to speak to someone in a certain geographical area, I'll point you to the right people.
Our investigation also revealed that the Union of Jewish Students, who sent critics of Mali Bouattia on trips to Israel, has received money from the Israeli embassy.
Israeli embassy in the UK gives money to the Union of Jewish Students. They're involved in like the Union of Jewish Students. They then take. My sister worked for the embassy for a bit. It's her first job. It's a good platform to do for like a year.
In 2016, Shapira launched an unsuccessful bid for the presidency of the Union of Jewish Students. He also received donations from Israel to set up a new campus-based think tank. He established the Pinsker Center with former University College student Elliot Miller.
Spent a year working in the government in Israel.
I was doing a fellowship in the Foreign Ministry, the Congressional Affairs Department, so all Congress, part of APAC and stuff.
The guy behind me is in Israel. So the kind of guy can walk into a room with a donor and the donor will give them a check for 2.5k. Just like that. He's a genius.
They also confirmed for the first time that the powerful American pro-Israel lobby, APAC, is channeling money to British campuses through the Pinsker Center.
I think APAC gave some money.
We went to APAC in March and we got involved with APAC London.
Elliot Miller remains vocal in the cauldron of London student politics.
We've kind of set up the Pinsker Centre. Our aim is to reframe the rhetoric on UK campuses. I feel like a lot more needs to be done on the education level, bringing more diverse speakers from the political spectrum on campus. Present another narrative.
In episode two, further evidence of Israel's involvement in Britain's Labour Party.
We work really closely together. But like a lot of it's behind the scenes.
And the money Israel gives Labour MPs to help improve its image.
It's more than £1 million. It's a lot of money.